about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
We are in Centralia tonight for the girls' semifinals of the Class 3 District 13 tournament. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us. Later tonight, Monroe City faces Highland, but first it's Palmyra and Clark County. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the first of our two pregame interviews with head coach Sean Weaver of Clark County. After that, we'll hear from Palmyra coach Chris Parsons. You're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sidon's Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sidon's Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back to the program. Joining us now is Clark County head coach John Weaver. Coach, your thoughts about your win to get to this point?
Yeah, it was a big win, you know. I mean, this time of year, everybody wants to win and move on, and if you don't, you're going home. So it doesn't matter if you win by one or 15 or 20, you get to survive and play another one. And now we're playing a really good Palmyra team that we've had a couple really good battles with this year, so we're really excited for the challenge.
And surviving and advancing is really the key to this district because it's so top-heavy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all seven teams, I know Hallsville didn't have a winning record, but you know, you can't take anybody lightly in this district, and I think that showed with all the games in the first round and just a lot of good teams that play really, really good schedules that are well-coached with some talented players, and it's been fun so far.
Do you have an advantage maybe having played a first-round game and getting your feet wet, so to speak?
I think so. I mean, I think sometimes people can read into that maybe too much or I guess too little. It depends on how you want to look at it. I think it's kind of a mental thing. I mean, there's a positive to being at home and being able to practice and rest and prepare, but also getting over there in that gym and getting on the court and continuing to play, you know, late in the year like this, it's nice to have your legs under you. And we haven't been able to practice a lot the last month just due to the weather. And I know everybody's been in that boat, so there's probably some positives to both sides of that.
How do you prepare for a stretch like this where you don't have practice and you never know day to day when you're going to play or when you're going to practice because of the weather?
I just think staying mentally tough, you know, watching film, getting in when we can and getting shots up and, you know, trying not to focus on those things too much that we can't control and trying to get on the things that we can. So, you know, like I said, everybody's kind of been in that boat in different ways. So I think just being fresh and hungry and ready to go is the main focus.
Clearly, you're familiar with Palmyra with the earlier games this season. What's going to be the key to being the Lady Panthers?
Well, I think just taking care of the ball and executing, you know, in half court on both ends of the floor. You know, we kind of live and by with our defense all year long. In the game that they beat us, we gave up 60 points. In the game we won, we held them under 50. So both teams are going to want to execute and hit shots. You know, if you don't make shots this time of year, you're not going to win. But you also have to guard people too. So they've got a lot of weapons that can hurt us. And we're not going to stop them all, but if we can contain them and play hard, I think that'll give us a good chance to win.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck to your team.
Hey, thanks a lot, and we appreciate all you guys do.
John Weaver, head coach of Clark County. We'll be back with more of the pregame show next here on Kress.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joins now is Palmyra head coach Chris Parsons. Coach, you had that first round bye. Is that going to be an advantage or disadvantage for your team coming into tonight?
Well, we're going to find out here in just a little bit. But, you know, I'm glad that we got it because our last two games last week weren't very good. So we had some things we needed to go back. And even though it's the end of the season, we had to go tweak some things and hopefully kind of get our mindset right to get back into district play.
A lot of teams have had that trouble recently. They've lost practices, lost games due to the weather. How has your team overcome that, or is it too early to tell?
It's really too early to tell. You know, I'd like to say we were handling it pretty well. And, you know, early last week I'd have said the same thing. But like I said, we kind of hit some bumps in the road there late last week and had a tough loss against Brookfield, and then Highland put it to us. And so, you know, we kind of had to regroup. And like I said, come out tonight, and this is a good district. So if we don't bring it tonight, it'll be a rough night. But like I said, hopefully we've got some things worked out and we're ready to go.
You've seen Clark County twice. What's going to be the key tonight?
You know, we have to keep Bowlware in check. You know, last time I think she hit six threes against us in the first half. And the Ross girl out top can really handle the basketball and makes things go for them. And, you know, they got a nice post inside and another guard with the Ellison girl that's really good. And, you know, it's the thing about our conference in this district. We see each other two or three times a year. And, you know, really just comes down to who's going to limit the mistakes and who's going to handle the basketball.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Chris Parsons. We'll be back with more of your pregame show coming up next here on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back, J.B. Connolly with you. Let's give you the starting lineups. First for the fourth seed, the Clark County Lady Indians, coming in the record 68, their starters. At guard 5'9", junior, number 10, Jade Ross. At forward 5'8", sophomore, number 20, Brooklyn Howe. At guard 5'6", freshman, number 22, Alexis Ellison. At guard 5'6", senior, number 25, Aubrey Bowler. And at center 5'9", junior, number 44, Izzy Ackley. The Lady Indians coached by John Weaver. The assistants are Macy Frost and Tessa Dinsbacher. And for the top-seeded, Palmyra Lady Panthers with a record of 19-5. The starters at center, 5'10", junior, number 3, Amy Bryan. At forward, 6'2", senior, number 14, Audrey Foy. At guard, 5'7", junior, number 21, Megan Stone. At guard, 5'3", junior, number 22, Isabel Goldinger. And at guard, 5'9", junior, number 23, Bailey Loveless. The Lady Panthers coached by Chris Parsons. The assistants are Carrie McKinney and Lisa Hankel. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Sidestricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We will take a two-minute break and be back with the start of game one of our doubleheader tonight here on Superstation Press, KRES Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Do you wish you could afford a four-wheel drive tractor that has great maneuverability, advanced control, superb performance, a cab with panoramic luxury, and is still economical to operate? Go on over to Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green in Monroe City, your authorized Kubota tractor dealer, and they'll make your wish come true with an M6 Series Kubota tractor from 82 to 114 horsepower. That's Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green in Monroe City. Meyer Implement, where your business is always appreciated, and it has been since 1939. This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back, J.B. Cotley with you as we get ready to game one of our doubleheader tonight. It is Clark County and Palmyra, our second one, and Rose City versus Highland. These are the semifinals. The championship will be Saturday afternoon at 1:30 back here at Centralia High School. The starters are being introduced. So far, this district on the girls' side, Clark County, with a 57-44 win over Macon. Monroe City, 75-52 over Hallsville. And Highland, 57-54 over Centralia, the first round, Palmyra, and the first round bye. On the boys' side of the district, we'll get to the semifinals tomorrow night. Monroe City, a first round win over Highland, 66-21. Clark County falling to Hallsville, 62-55 in the 4-5 game. Palmyra 39-49 over Macon and Centralia 48-37 over MMA. So it'll be Monroe City and Hallsville in one semi tomorrow night, starting at 6, followed by Palmyra and Centralia. That'll start at 7:30. And we will have those games on Glory 97 tomorrow night. DeAndre Bowie, the jump center for Palmyra. And Jade Ross for Clark County. He'll be tapped control by Palmyra. Grabbed by Stone. Gets into the front door, left side of the floor. Feeds in a low post. On the dribble is Foley. Kicks it back out. Left corner for Stone. Marks it up to the elbow. Gives it back outside. On the dribble now, Doldinger working left side of the floor. 7:45 remaining the first quarter. First possession here, no score. As Clark County starts out man-to-man defense. To the top, key right side. Stone with it. Dribbling back to her left. Back to her right again. Pass comes right side for Loveless. Pulls the ball overhead. Takes it baseline. High dribble. And she's called for violation of Big Clark County basketball. Palmyra's going to press. Inbounds pass go to the far side of the floor on the dribble. Ross will give it back. And we'll have a steal in midcourt by Stone. Deflected to the near side. Take it right back by Goldinger. Clark County getting to the front court. Right side of the floor. Ross with it. Feeds in low post, comes back out to Ross. Drives to the baseline, has her pass deflected and taken away. Goldinger picks up the loose ball at the front court, left side of the floor. Steps into a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound tip for the near side, picked up by Palmyra. The putback will not go for Bryan. Rebound controlled by Clark County. 4:05 in, no score in this one. Into the front court, it's Alexis Ellison. Pass goes right side for Ross, gives it back up top to the key for Howe. Now back to the right side for Ross. Comes back out near midcourt for Ellison now. Into the high post, right side for Ackley. Ackley with it. Near the right elbow, stops. Pass comes to the near side. Ross will take a three. Bang! Clark County on the board first. 3-0, a minute and a half in. 6:25 remaining in the first quarter. Goalie area to the front court, near side of the floor. Dribbling to her right, dribbling to her left. Picks up her dribble. She'll find Loveless top of the key. Left side for Stone. Stone out of the wing. Gives it back top of the key for Bryan. Bryan swings it to the near side of the floor for Goldinger. Curves to the corner. Works it inside. Loveless on the baseline. Kicks to the far side of the floor. Foley with it. Baseline jumper from 6 left. Shorter down Clark County. Grabbed by Howe. She'll leave it off. Ross will get it into the front court. Excuse me. This is Ellison on the dribble. Gets it to the right side. Comes back out. 3. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Palmyra. Off the miss by Ellison. Long pass to the front court. Left side for Stone. Takes it in the lane. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bolware. And it will be Palmyra basketball. 5:40 remaining in the first quarter. 3-0 Clark County. Stone will inbound. Baseline near side of the basket. Lobs a pass near side. Foley's jumper left short. A foul is going to be called. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is on Alexis Ellison. Her first team foul, number one. 5:38 remaining in the first quarter. Palmyra still looking for his first points. Foley's first free throw is good. They're on the board. more attempt coming up. Bowie's second free throw. Rims out, no good. The rebound controlled by Brooklyn Howe. 3-1 Clark County. Lady Indians with the ball into the front court, right side of the floor. Ross will give it back up to the top of the key. Ball's one back to the right side of the floor. Now long pass left side, deflected out of bounds by Megan Stone. Checking into the game will be Riley McKinney. She's going to replace Amy Bryan. 5:25 remaining in the first quarter. Clark County leading 3-1. Inbound pass comes left corner. Ross will give it back. Now comes up top of the key for Ellison. Ellison drives the lane, stops the free throw line, gives it back out to the right side of the floor. Ball worked to the baseline. Tries to get a pass inside to Ellison, stolen away. This ball picked up by Foe. She'll get it in the front court, Goldinger on the near side. Bounces it into the right corner. Loveless with it. Steps into a long two. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Clark County. 3-1. With 3 minutes into the game. Front court near side of the floor. Bullware for three, no good. Rebound controlled by Clark County. The foot back off the glass is up and in by Ackley. And it's 5-1 in favor of the Lady Indians. 4:47 remaining in the first. At the other end, the runner is way too strong by Stone. Rebound controlled by Clark County. And then ripped right back. Ball fed inside. A foul's going to be called. It's going to put Foley at the line again to shoot two. Fouls on Ellison. That's her second. Team foul number two. Always one of two from the free throw line. 4:39 remaining in the first quarter. It's 5-1 Clark County. First free throw is good. Bowie now two of three. Massenkoff checks into the game for Clark County. Amy Bryan back into the game for Palmyra. Second free throw left short by Foley. The rebound controlled by Ackley. 5-2 in favor of Clark County. Ross will get it into the front court near side of the floor. She'll find Abby Ellison just came into the game. Back up to the top of the key, Ackley with it. Feeds off to her right. Ross with it. Works it back out near the timeline. 4:20 remaining in the first quarter. Right side, an offensive foul. It's called on Clark County. They'll call a push against Goff. That will be her first, team foul number three. Reagan Barnett will come into the game for Palmyra. Megan Stone back into the game as well. Palmyra with the ball down three. 4:15 remaining in the first quarter. On court near side, Barnett working to the wing. Gets it back outside near the top of the key. Foley with it, dribbling to her left. Gets to the elbow. Throws in a low post. Awkward shot deflected out of bounds. Attempt by Bryan. They're going to say the last touch by Bryan. It's going to be Clark County ball. Midway point of the first quarter, 5-2 in favor of Clark County. Into the front court. Right side, Abby Ellison with a deep off the wing. Dribbles to her left, up to the top of the key. Ackley with it, and she's called for a travel. Took two steps before starting to dribble. And checking in for Clark County to Kara Clark. And Isabella Goldair will check back into the game for Palmyra, replacing Bryan. 3:49 remaining in the first quarter. It's 5-2 in favor of Clark County. Long pass into the front court. Right side finds Loveless. Drives to the right elbow. Kicks to the left side. Foley's jumper from the left elbow. Bounces around. Goes in. She's got all four of the Lady Panthers so far. Cuts it to a one-point game. 5-4. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Brunk into the front court for Clark County. Dribbles left. Dribbles right. Picks up her dribble. And the pass deflected out of bounds by Palmyra's Dana Loveless. Brooklyn Howe will come back into the game. She's going to replace Ackley. Clark County maintains possession. 3:23 remaining in the first quarter. Ross into the front court. The top of the key. Pass goes right side. Brunk with it. Comes around the screen. Back to the top of the key. Pass to the left side. And she called for a travel before the pass. Took an extra step to get something behind the throw to the near side for Ross. It'll be a turnover to Palmyra. 3:12 remaining in the first quarter. It's 5-4 in favor of Clark County. Into the front court, left side of the floor. On the dribble, Stone feeds it back into the baseline. Nothing there. Ball in the lane, and I think we're at a kick ball. Let's stay with Palmyra. Checking in for Clark County will be Bullware again. As Ellison comes to the bench. Abby Ellison. Inbounds pass will come from the baseline. We get an offensive foul. Moving screen called on Aubrey Foley. That'll be her first personal. Team foul number one on Palmyra. 2:57 and counting left in the first quarter. 5-4 in favor of Clark County. Ross will get it into the front court. Between the circles. Dribbling to her left. Gets to the elbow. Comes back to her right. Up to the top of the key. Still going right. Around the screen. Piece of ball on the right side of the floor for Trump. Ross will work into Brooklyn Howe. Ball knocked out of her hands and the foul's going to be called. Fouls on Reagan Barnett. That'll be her first team foul number two with 2:39 left in the first quarter. Clark County leading 5-4. Inbounds pass. Goes out far on the right side of the floor to Brunk. Brunk at the arc. Takes it to the baseline right corner. Feeds into the low post. Up in there for Cawther. Pass stolen away. Up the floor for Palmyra Stone. Takes it to the rack and she's fouled hard from behind. By Cawther picks up her second team foul number four. Two free throws coming up. At the line will be the junior Megan Stone. Her first free throw attempt of the night on its way is good. Ackley will come back into the game, replacing Koff, sitting with two fouls. One more attempt coming up for Stone. Second free throw on its way is good. And Palmyra has its first lead, 6-5. 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. Ball swung right side. Then the low post for Ackley comes back top of the key. Three on the way is left short off the rim by Howe. Rebound controlled by Clark County. Put back by Ackley off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Clark County, but Howe came down out of bounds with the ball on the baseline. And it will be Palmyra ball with 2:11 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Panthers leading 6-5. Into the front court, near side of the floor. It's Barnett, feeds it left side. Foley with it, splits two defenders off the window. Good. Foley has six here in the early going. Palmyra's its largest lead, 8-5. They're on a 7-0 run. 1:49 remaining in the first. They pass the near side, deflected out of bounds by Stone. Clark County will inbound near sideline. Bolware will trigger. Ready for someone to get up and pass comes left corner. Quick three on the way. Will not go for Ross. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. 1:42 remaining in the first. Near side of the floor. Loveless drives the lane and a late whistle shoot is fouled. And they call that a shot attempt or a pass. The foul is on actually her first team fifth. And Eric Hall is shooting foul. David Loveless at the line. Her first free throw attempt is maybe buying him into the game. To replace Foley. 9-5 in favor of the Lady Panthers. Loveless' second free throw on the way. It's good. And a timeout is going to be taken by Clark County. With 1:38 remaining in the first quarter, Palmyra leads 10-5 back at 30 seconds here on Press at SimpleMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Palmyra, 9-0 run, leading 10-5, minute and a half remaining in the first quarter. Clark County gets into the front court, right side for Brunk, gives it back off the key for Ackley, swung to the left side of the floor, Bolware with it. Squares to the basket, throws to the baseline, throws it out of bounds. Looking for either Brunk or Howe on the baseline, threw it between them. Lady Panthers with the ball, 1:22 remaining in the first quarter. Into the front court, left side. It's Goldinger, feeds in the low post. Ball comes back out, Brian with it. Up the top, the key Loveless with it. Drives right side, lays up there. The first bucket, she's got 4 points, 12-5 in favor of Palmyra. It's an 11-0 run. Front court the right side of the floor. Three on the way. Off the rim. Will not go for Bolware. Foot back throws a foul. Two free throws coming up. Fouls on Isabel Goldinger. That'll be her first, team foul number three. 54.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Bolware at the free throw line. First free throw is good. Excuse me, now at the free throw line. Try one more attempt coming up. Second free throw. Off the rim and rolls in. It gets the fall. Hit them both. Snaps an 11-0 run. 12-7. Into the front court. Left side of the floor. Barnett with it. Pass left corner. Three on the way. Bang! Megan Stone with 5 points now. 15-7. Largest lead of the night. 40 seconds remaining in the first. Right side of the floor, comes back off the key. Ackley with it. Near side driving in. Ross to the rack. Too strong off the glass. Rebound chased to the near side. Palmyra with it. Knocked out of the hands. Stone out of bounds. And they're going to give it back to Clark County. The officials are going to talk about this. I think we may get this call overridden. 27.5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. They're still discussing it. And it is going to be Palmyra Paul. And Coach Weaver wants an explanation. He doesn't like the override. And he's being told to get back in his box. Parnell get it into the front court for Palmyra. 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Working to her left, up to the top of the key, Barnett. Still drilling. Pass goes back outside, left side of the floor. Ball worked to the near side. Loveless with it. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Kick back left side. Goldinger for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Clark County. 4 seconds left in the quarter. They'll get it to midcourt. Bronk at three at the buzzer is left short. After one quarter of play, it's Palmyra 15. Clark County 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sidens Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Conley with you. Second quarter starts. Clark County with the ball down 15-7. Top of the key. How was it? She'll leave it off. Ackley with it, back to the right side of the floor. Howell with it, back to the top of the key once more. Off the three to your side, three on the way by Ross. Off the rim, won't go, and the rebound controlled by Palmyra. Long pass into the front court, near side of the floor, finds Lovelace. Works it inside, shot left short by Amy Bryan. Rebound controlled by Clark County to the front court, near side. Three on the way by Bolware, won't go, and the rebound controlled by Stone for Palmyra. Lady Panthers up 8, 7:22 remaining in the first half. Left side of the floor. Ball work to the baseline. Line will give it back out. Stone on the dribble. Steps into a three. Off the rim too strong. Rebound on the near side. Controlled by Bronk. Clark County get it into the front court. Right side of the floor. Pass goes right side. Ross for three. Bang! Her second three of the night. She's got six. 6:59 remaining here in the first half. Ball worked in the low post. Stone with it. Shot won't go. Rebound deflected. Controlled by Palmyra. Kicked out to the near side of the floor. Goldinger with it on the dribble. Feeds it back inside to Bryan. Bryan kicks back to the top of the key. Bowie with it. Working right side. Rolls over a couple of defenders. lost the ball. Play continues. Clark County picks up the loose ball on the baseline. Into the front court cross. Top of the key. Steps into another three. Off the rim right. No good. Rebound controlled by Palomar. Into the front court. Goldinger with it. Long pass to the left side of the floor. Lovelace drives length. Puts up and in. She's got six. Tied for a game high. 17-10 in favor of Palmyra. 6:40 remaining in the first half. Front court Ross. Working to the right wing. Guard closely by Lovelace. We'll get it back out. Brought to the near side of the floor. Bolware with it. Working to a right. Call for a double dribble. She doesn't like the call. Check in will be Madison Cox and Abby Ellison for Clark County. Palmyra with the ball. And they've got Fisher at the clock right now, still running. They get it stopped. They're going to put a few seconds back on. We get back at 6:35. Palmyra leading 17-10. First of two tonight for you here on Crest. Ellison into the front court. Stone with it to the near side now. Is it back at the top of the key. Free away by Goldinger. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down near corner. And Stone can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County ball. Brandon Barnett back into the game for the Lady Panthers. She'll replace Megan Stone. Coming up on 6:15 remaining in the first half. Palmyra leading 17-10, Clark County into the front court. Ball the right side, work to the baseline. One, two on the way, will not go for Crawford, not controlled by Palmyra. Into the front court, Lovelace with it, drives the lane off the window, it's good. She has eight here, nearly going to 9-point lead, and a timeout taken by Clark County. 6 minutes remaining in the first half, Palmyra leading 19-10. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tina at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. Well, it's that time of year. Farmers Elevator will be offering substantial savings to our beef producers wanting to book and or prepay mineral to be used in 2019. All products will be mix and match. This means that you will be able to book the mineral you need for the different seasons and herd needs. The minimum for a booking is 500 pounds in any combination of our high-quality minerals. Additional discounts will be available for larger quantities and also for cash payment at time of booking. Take advantage of the mineral savings today by giving Rusty a call at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Six minutes remaining in the first half. Clark County with the ball down nine. They get into the front court. Ross pass goes right side for Brunk. Brunk at the wing. Long pass back to the near side of the floor. Reverse to the top of the key. Right side, Brunk again. Takes to the baseline. Call for an offensive foul. Lower the shoulder a little bit. Goldinger drawing the contact. And the foul on Brunk is her first. Team foul number six. Work the foul back into the game. Into the front court will be Goldinger for Palmyra. To the near side of the floor for Barnett. Into the high post, Fryan. Back to the near side. Barnett crosses the lane. Left side layup is up and in. Her first point, 21-10 in favor of Palmyra. 5:32 remaining here in the first half. Right side of the floor, Ross with it. Up to the top of the key. Howe with it. Drives the lane right side. Lift. Gets the roll. Took a little extra hop and got the fall in. 21-12. 5:15 remaining in the half. Front court. Goldinger left side. Gives the top of the key. Bryant. Drives the lane left side. Her defender fell down. Her call an offensive foul on Bryant. That'll be her first. He's on number four. Megan Stone back into the game for the Lady Panthers, and Ricky Delson back into the game for the Lady Indians. Palmyra by 9, 5:07 remaining, second quarter. Front court near side of the floor, Bolware with it. Gives it out to the corner. Howe, Long pass to the right side for Ross. Back up top of the key for Alexis Ellison. Back to the right side for Ross again. Dribbles to her left, gives it back top of the key, holding the ball top. Near side of the floor now, Bulwer. Goes back to her right. Three on the way, off the rim, too strong by Howe. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. As Foley will clean the glass into the front court, near side for Lovelace. Top of the key went through the fingertips of Goldinger. Chased down at midcourt and gets it back. It's deflected. And now a timeout taken by Palmyra. We'll keep it here with 4:26 remaining in the first half. Palmyra leading 21-12. High school hoops. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle. Show Me Showdown 2019. This year's Class 1, 2, 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 7th, 8th, and 9th at the JQH Arena. And a short handed set on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2019. For game information, log on to Misha.org. 4:26 remaining in the first half. An 11-0 run by Palmyra in the first quarter has given them what is now a 21-12 lead. Lady Panthers with the ball inbounds pass comes in Goldinger in the backcourt. Crosses timeline, front court right side, ball fed into Foey, low post right side, spins to her left, shot left to the left, and a rebound controlled by Madison Goff. In the front court, Ellison right side, three on the way by Bulwer, bang! Her first points of the night, 21-15, 4:05 remaining. Into the front court, ball fed to the top of the key, Foey with free throw line, gives it back to the near side, Archie Lovelace near the right corner. Tries to back in on her defender. Turnaround jumper from 10 is too strong. Rebound controlled by Brooklyn House. Stripped out of her hands. Chased down the near side by Bulwer. 3:45 remaining in the half. Into the front court. Top of the key with the dribble. It's Ellison. Feeds the right side. Now back to the top of the key for Kopp. Left side now. Ellison. Back to the free throw line. Kick back out. Right side. Three on the way. Bang! Jade Ross hits her third of the night. And it's a three-point game with 3:25. Remaining in the second quarter. Ross with 9. 21-18. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Ellison with it. Excuse me, it's Barnett guarded by Ellison. Top of the key, long pass left side. Tip does get through on the baseline. And Stone kicks back to the right corner now for Goldinger. Works it back up around the arc at the top of the key. 3 minutes remaining in the half. Near side of the floor, Lovelace with it. Feeds into Foley. Her shot off the window too strong. Rebound. Clark County, they can tie it with a three. Front court right side. Ross with it. Feeds up top of the key. Howe with it to the near side of the floor for Ellison. Back to Howe. Three for the tie. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Kopp. Dribbles around Foley. Takes the jumper from 8 feet, no good. Rebound this time controlled by Palmyra. Scrapped by Golding. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first. First half, near the side of the floor now. On the dribble. Barnett with it. Gives it back out to Goldinger near the top of the key. Working to her right. Near side, Barnett. Back to the top of the key. Foley swings it left side. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good by Stone. The rebound controlled by Clark County. Ross will protect the ball and now give it back. 2 minutes remaining in the half. Into the front court. Alexis Ellison to the free throw line. Drives to the lane. Shot no good. Inside rebound controlled by Lovelace. She'll get it into the front court herself. Works to the right wing. Lost off her foot. Picked up by her teammate Stone. Gives it back to Lovelace. Baseline jumper from 10. Too strong. Rebound controlled by Clark County with 1:38 remaining in the first half. 21-18 in favor of Palmyra. Into the front court. Near side of the floor. Three for the tie. Off the rim, no good by Ross. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. Foley with it. Gets it out to Barnett. And a foul is going to be called against Clark County. Alexis Ellison, that will be her third personal foul. Team foul number 7. Dragon Barnett with 2 points. 5'7 junior at the free throw line. First free throw on its way. Rinse out, no good. Ackley back in. Oh, Kathy Ellison. Clark County, and Andy Bryan checks into the game, replacing Foley for Palmyra. Barnett's second free throw attempt is good. She has 3 points tonight. And it's 22-18. First point alongside. Steele kicks out. Holding her with it to the near side of the floor, finds Stone. Stone working to her left. They get the scoreboard corrected. Stone drives in. She double dribbles. And it'll be Clark County ball down four with a minute five remaining in the first half. Into the front court. Ross, long pass near side. Three from the left corner. Will not go for Bowlware. Loose ball picked up by Clark County. Ross with it up to the top of the key. Feeds it back to her right. 48 seconds left in the half. Top of the key cops. Left side long two on the way for Ross. Will go. Rebound controlled by Palmyra on the baseline. Coming out of there with his Goldinger into the front court, far sideline. She'll step into a three off the rim. No good. Rebound Clark County. Grabbed by Koff. 28 seconds remaining in the half. Long pass front court near side of the floor for Bowlware. Gives it back top of the key. Right side for Ross. 19 seconds left in the half. Clark County will reset the offense. Bounce pass to the near side of the floor. Bowlware holds it, gives up the midcourt. Ball deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Palmyra. Stone drives to the rack. Her layup is up and in. Stone with seven. 3 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass stolen. A long two at the buzzer. Won't go. Stone nearly has another bucket there at the half. It is Palmyra 24, Clark County 18. We will take a two-minute break and be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you will find just the right color for your home or office. The 2019 Benjamin Moore Color of the Year is Metropolitan AF-690. It presents a soothing state of mind with its neutral spectrum. Comforting and composed, its elegance is effortless. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years. Husqvarna has always been known for industry-leading quality. Now they offer you industry-leading warranties as well at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City. Now, when you purchase select Husqvarna zero-turn mowers, you'll be covered for up to 5 years. Plus, they offer low monthly payment financing. Husqvarna zero-turn features wide cutting decks, high cutting speeds, and durable construction that make even the biggest jobs a breeze. Cover more ground this year and get covered for up to 5 years with Husqvarna zero-turn mowers. 0% for 48 months available at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
And welcome back to Centralia High School. Girls semifinals, Class 3, District 13, tournament at the half. It is Palmyra leading Clark County by a score of 24-18. First of two games that we have for you tonight. Here on Superstation Crest, Game 2, we'll have Highland taking on Monroe County. Recapping the first half scoring for you. For the Lady Panthers, it was Bailey Lovelace with 8 points in the first half. Megan Stone had 7. Audrey Foley had 6. And Reagan Barnett has 3. Clark County is led by Jade Ross with 9 on 3 threes. Brooklyn Howe had 4. Audrey Bowlware had 3. Exactly had 2 for Lady Indians. We had 1 tie, 1 lead change in the first half. Clark County jumped out to an early four-point lead. Elmira went on an 11-0 run. They led 15-7 after one quarter. They got the lead out to 11. Clark County was able to cut it to 3 before a late free throw and a bucket by Palmyra got it back out to 6 at the half. Clark County outscoring Palmyra 11-9 in the second quarter. Rachel Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Thanks to all them for helping us bring you tonight's action here on Superstation Crest. Over at Community tonight, Scott Lunny has the call of Community versus North Shelby and Canton versus Massapequa Class 1 girls semis. That is on Glory 97.3 and also on CentralMoInfo.com. Tomorrow night, the Moberly High girls and boys will host Marshall. Brad Boyer will have the call at Quicks, coverage starting at 6:15. Here on Crest tomorrow night, we'll have the Schuyler County semis, both boys and girls. And Wednesday, Cam Thomas will have the call of the Mile and Knox County boys, Scotland County South Shelby girls, Princeton, Scotland County boys, and Knox County Princeton girls. Those four games on Crest, coverage starting at 4:20 tomorrow night. Eric Duke will be here in Centralia for the boys' semis of this district. It'll be Monroe City versus Hallsville and Palmyra versus Centralia. Those games on Glory 97 tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage starting at 5:45. Friday, we will have numerous games for you. Brad Boyer's going to have overtime after our games on Crest. Our coverage Friday night will be set after tonight's action. And we will have a busy day of basketball on Saturday, looking at Class 1's 1, 2, and 3 finals from around the area. Also on Saturday, the Truman women and men will be at Quincy. Brad will have those games. Those will be on Quicks on Saturday, not on Crest because of our high school coverage. Brad Hankerfell starting at 12:45. I'll also be on Quicks Saturday night as the Moberly Greyhounds will be at West Plains, 6:50 the pregame, 7 o'clock the tip. And Mizzou at Florida is also this Saturday, and that may get preempted by our high school coverage. And Sunday, we'll have our first spring training game of the year, as the Cardinals will host the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage here on Crest starting 11:45, first pitch at 12. As this Sunday here on Crest. The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. 24-18 the score here at the half. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with the second half. Elmira with a 6-point lead over Clark County. You're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance in Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you will find just the right color for your home or office. The 2019 Benjamin Moore Color of the Year is Metropolitan AF-690. It presents a soothing state of mind with its neutral spectrum. Comforting and composed, its elegance is effortless. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
And welcome back to Centralia High School as we get ready for the start of the second half of game one of our doubleheader tonight here on Superstation Press, SimpleMoInfo.com. Elmira leading Clark County by a score of 24-18. Elmira led by Bailey Lovelace with 8 points in the first half. Jade Ross with 9 for Clark County on 3 threes. Clark County will go with Bowlware, Ross, Alexis Ellison, Howe, and Ackley. They're starting 5 back out there. Palmyra has the ball going right to left, and bringing to the front court will be Goldinger. Comes around a screen set by Foley. Pass comes to the near side with Wilford Stone. Looking to the left side, gives it back up. Lovelace near the top of the key left side, holds the ball overhead, now finds Foley at the free throw line. Foley spins, takes the jumper from the free throw line. It's good. Our first points in the second half. She's tied for team high 8. It's 26-18, 7:37 remaining. Here in the third quarter, we get a quick steal. Lovelace up the floor, one-on-one to the rack, left side, the layup up and in. She has 10, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Elmira leading 28-18, 7:23 remaining in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, on the dribble, it's Bowlware. Kicks out, jumper from the left elbow. Won't go for Howe, rebound controlled by Foley. Into the front court, near side, Lovelace. Dribbling to her right, gets near the elbow, kicks it back out. 3 on the way. Spins out of the hole, no good for Goldinger. Rebound controlled by the Lady Indians. Front court, left side. 3 for Clark County, won't go either. Put back in the lane, off the glass, gets the roll. Count the bucket. Rackley, she has 4. 28-20. Front court is Goldinger, dribbling the left side of the floor. Now goes back to her right. Back to her left again. And has her pocket pick taken away by Alexis Ellison. Ellison up the floor, takes the rack, lays it up in from the right side. Her first points of the night. 28-22. Goldinger to the front court, right side for Palmyra. She'll find Stone. Back up top of the key for Bryan. Holds the ball, now feeds it near side, Goldinger. Dribbles towards the left corner, now brings it back up around the arc again. Maintains the dribble. And a timeout will be taken by Palmyra. 30-second timeout. And we will keep it here with 6:13 remaining in the third quarter. Palmyra leading 28-22. Tomorrow night, the boys will be here. We will have those games on Glory 97.3 KTCM and Central Mo Info.com. Eric Duke will have the call of Monroe City versus Hallsville, followed by Palmyra and Central. Your pregame coverage starting at 5:45, tip time set for 6 and 7:30 tomorrow night on Glory 97. Palmyra with the ball coming out of the timeout. Regan Barnett will check into the game. Lovelace will inbound from near her bench. Gets it into Barnett. Working left side of the floor. Draw outside of the arc. As Clark County is now in his own defense. So a 1-3-1. Bounce pass to Foley on the baseline. Pass to defender. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Clark County. 28-22, 5:54 remaining in the third quarter. Ross in the front court, top of the key, dribbling to her right. Back to her left. Swings to the left side. Ellison drives the baseline. She's fouled. She's 2. Working back. Foul on Foley. It'll be her second. Team foul number 1. At the line is Ackley. He has 4 points. The 5'9 junior. 28-22, 5:43 remaining in the third quarter. First free throw is good. Right now, the Lady Indians on a 5-0 run. The second free throw is also good. And Elmira and Isabel Goldinger back into the game, replacing Bryant. 28-24. Front court, right side of the floor. Barnett on the dribble. Hands off to Lovelace, top of the key. Gives it back outside. Chased down by Stone, takes it to the baseline. Pass to the near side, deflected out of bounds by Abby Ellison. 5:28 remaining in the third quarter. Elmira with the ball up four. Pass comes out to the top of the key left side. Towards the left sideline now. Swung back to the right side for Goldingus. Bowie. Short right corner. Gives it back out. Throws it to the near side. Chased down at midcourt by Stone. Kept it in the front court. Nearly stepped in the back over the ball. Got the pass away to Goldinger. Right side of the floor. She dribbles to the wing. Has a pocket pick from behind. Taken away was Bolware. Front court near side of the floor is Abby Ellison. Top of the key. Left side of the floor. Ross on the dribble. Gives it back top of the key. Three on the way by Howe. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Chased down far side. And coming out of there with it's Lovelace for Elmira. 4:49 remaining third quarter. Goldinger into the front court between the circles. Pass goes right side. Comes back up to the top of the key. Barnett will leave it off. Goldinger with it. Curling the left side. As it's the wing. Reverses to the right. Bowie top of the key. Right side for Barnett. Dribbles back to her left. Finds Goldinger dribbling right around the arc. Pass goes right side of the court. Lovelace drives in off the window. A foul's called. A block called underneath. Two free throws coming up. Foul on Bolware will be her first. Team foul number one. Kelly Lovelace at the line has 8 points. She's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Tied for a team high. First free throw is good. And coming in for Clark County will be Kara Brunkmaster and Alexis Ellison. Second free throw on its way is good. Lovelace with a game high 10 points now. 30-24, 4:22 remaining third quarter. Right side of the floor, Brunk steps into a three. Off the rim, too strong. Rebound chased down the free throw line. A foul will be called. Barnett got to the ball first, and she had her arm hooked. Brunk picks up for a second. Team foul number two. Elmira inbound. Near side. Goldinger getting into the front court. Coming up on the midway point of the third quarter. Right side of the floor, Bowie at the wing. Back up to the top of the key. We'll find Lovelace. Drives left side. Sure, the ball comes out to Goldinger for the wing now. She'll drive to the right. Finds Foley out of the wing. Holds the ball. Now starts to dribble, working towards the right corner. Comes back up around the arc. Now works away in the lane. Contact, no whistle. Shot was off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Clark County. 6-point game, 3:44 remaining in the first. Into the front court, Ellison, left side, three on the way. Rims out, no good for Ross. Rebound fought for, goes out of bounds. It'll be Elmira ball. And Clark County will get Aubrey Bolware back into the game, replacing Ross. Amy Bryan comes in for the Lady Panthers. She'll replace Isabel Goldinger. 3:35 remaining third quarter. Elmira leading 30-24. Barnett will bring it up the floor for the Lady Panthers. Into the front court, near the top of the key, lost the ball, taken away. Going the other way is Brunk. Brunk to the rack, and she had it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and stay with Clark County. Elmira was able to get back and at least keep that shot from getting off. Clark County will inbound baseline, near side, Bolware will trigger into lane. Quick jumper off the glass, no good by off. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. Long pass up the floor. Stone to the rack. Shot won't go. Foley will put it up. Audrey Foley with 10. And 32-24, 3:06 remaining third quarter. Right side of the floor now. Bolware with it up to the top of the key. Left side, she'll find Brock. Top of the key for Ellison. 2:55 remaining in the third. Ellison top of the key. Takes a three. Spins out. No good. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. into the front court. Ball knocked out of the hands. Bailey Lovelace out of bounds. Jade Ross back in, also into the game. Brooklyn now. 2:44 remaining third quarter. Palmyra leading 32-24. Has to come into the backcourt. Barnett will cross the timeline. Long pass to the near side for Stone. Cross two defenders, working to her left. She's passed both of them, working to the baseline now. Has it at 10 feet from the basket. Gives it back outside of the arc. Barnett gives it back near side for Stone. Two defenders in the corner. Long pass to the right side. Bryan with it. Drives the lane right side. Stripped of the ball. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll stay with Palmyra. 2:21 remaining in the third. Lady Panthers leading by 8. Inbounds pass. It comes from the baseline, far side of the basket. Stone will get it out to the top. He had a travel on Bryan. She talks to herself as she walks back to the other end of the floor. Not happy with that turnover. 2:20 remaining in the third quarter. Mark Howe gets the ball down 8. Front court right side of the floor. Fed into the low post for Howe. Dribbles out, now goes back in. Split two defenders. Shot off balance, no good. Rebound controlled by Lovelace for Palmyra. The dribble to the free throw line. Drives the lane, now kicks left corner. Furley on the way by Stone, won't go. Rebound controlled by Furley at the right wing. Takes it baseline, put back, won't get the hop. Rebound, Bryan couldn't hang on to it. Clark County picks up the ball. 1:48 remaining third quarter. 32-24. Near the top of the key. Ellison swings it left side. Ross with it. Back to Ellison. Alexis Ellison near the top of the key. 1:33 and counting left in the third. Ross left side. Still dribbling. Now picks up her dribble. Needs help. Bounce pass comes back to Ellison, top of the key. And a timeout will be taken by Clark County. It's going to reach up for offense. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 1:24 left third quarter. 32-24 Palmyra. You're listening to high school basketball on Crest.
Sidens Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Conley with you. Game 1-2-9 here on Crest. Palmyra leading 32-24. Clark County with the ball. Closing minutes of the third quarter. Left side of the floor, Alexis Ellison with it. Walks it back to her right. Pass comes right side for Ross. Tries to feed it inside. A foul to the call. Is this Bowie? If it is, it's her third. And that is the call. As team foul number 2 on Palmyra, and Amy Bryan will come back into the game. Bowie will have a seat. Inbounds pass to come from Bulware near side of the baseline. Whipped around the perimeter near the top of the key. Ellison with it back into the right corner. Bulware back out to Ellison. Steps into a 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. A foul is going to be called on Toth coming over the back. Check that. They're going to call on Brooklyn Howe. It'll be her first. Team foul number 3. And Clark County will get active back into the game. Stone back in for Palmyra. 32-24 in favor of the Lady Panthers. 1:03 remaining third quarter. Clark County will press. Dribbling in the backcourt, Barnett needs help. Gets away to Golding. They break the press. Front court near side, Stone. Bounces it right side. Shot off the window is too strong by Riley McKinney. Shot won't go. And the rebound controlled by Clark County. She was wide open. Couldn't get the call. Into the front court. Ellison swings it left side. Spin move by Bulware. Stripped to the ball. And it'll be a tie-up on the arrow. It stays with Clark County with 37.8 seconds remaining in the third. Inbounds pass to the near side of the floor. Sends out to Ellison. Top of the key right side. She'll pass left. 3 on the way is too strong by Ross. Rebound Palmyra. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Front court near side, Goldinger. She'll bounce it off to her left. Lovelace at the wing. Feeds it low post. McKinney called for a travel. She was sealed off from the basket, tried to spin back outside, and took too many steps. She'll come out, Amy Bryan back into the game. 17.3 seconds remaining third quarter, 32-24. And to the front guard, Jade Ross, when he's at left side. Bolware picks up her dribble. Near side, Ross, 6 seconds left in the quarter. Near side of the floor, Ellison with it. Down to two. Throws up a shot of the basket. Drew Iron, no good. The putback was too late. Now tried to get it back into the buzzer. Shot was too late after three quarters. It's Palmyra, 32. Clark County, 24. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Palmyra starts the fourth quarter with the ball, 32-24. Ball work inside to Foley. Turns to her right, off the glass, puts it up and in. Foley with 12 points to lead all scorers, 34-24. Back to a 10-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Top of the key, Alexis Ellison picks up her dribble, needs help, and Stone will steal it. Stone up the floor to the rack. The layup is good. Megan Stone with 9 points. It's 36-24, largest lead of the night. 7.5 minutes remaining. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Top of the key, Ackley. Leaves it back for Ellison near midcourt. Flexes up at the top of the key. Swings the left side. Long two on the way. Left short. And a rebound controlled by Palmyra. Missed by Ross. Front court right side. Golding with it. Takes it back out to midcourt. Directing traffic. Feeds into a high post for Bryan. Back to the right side for Foley. Just inside the arc of the wing. She'll leave it outside on the perimeter. Loveless feeds it back into Foley. Goes to her left hand. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Boulware. 6:53 remaining. Into the front court. Ball comes to the near side of the floor. Boulware with it. Dribbling to her left. Spins back to her right. Kicks it back out. Near side. Ellison swung the left side. Three on the way by Ross. Off the rim. Short. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. Lady Panthers with a 12-point lead in the ball. Fed to the near side of the floor. Stone in the lane. Gives it back out to the free throw line for Foley. She'll drive left side. Dishes back to Stone on the baseline. Too far into the basket. Lobs a pass back out. Goldinger with it near midcourt. 6:20 remaining. Near side Stone. Dribbles to her left. Bounces back into Foley. Foley on the baseline. Bumped to the floor. Called for a travel. It'll be Clark County ball. And checking in will be Madison Croft to replace Ackley. Clark County down 12 with the ball, coming up on 6 minutes remaining in the fourth. Ross front court left side, finds Bolware, back up to the top of the key. Off to the near side, has her pass stolen by Lovelace. 2-on-1, Lovelace up the floor, dishes out right side, long jumper on the way by Goldinger, left short, rebound Lovelace. In traffic, loose on the floor, Bryan goes to the floor, ball kicked up to Foley at the free throw line, near side, long two on the way is good. By Bailey Lovelace at 12 points. It's 38-24. 5:43 remaining. Three at the other end of fouls. Going to be called. Three free throws coming up for Bolware. As Stone got her on the arm. It's going to be her first. Team foul number three. Aubrey Bolware held to 3 points so far tonight, shooting three. First one is good. Trying to cut into a 14-point deficit. Down to 13 now. Second free throw is good. Ackley will come back into the game. She'll replace Brooklyn Howe. And the third free throw is good. Hit all three of them. 38-27, 5:41 left. Foley girl in the backcourt finds Foley in the front court near side for Stone. Wide open, the left lane, dribbles in, now brings it back out. Now Lyra trying to take some time off the clock as well. Lovelace right side, runner up and in. She has 14, and a timeout is taken. Mike Palmyra, 5:26 left. It's 40-27 back at 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Conley with you. 5:26 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It is Palmyra 40, Clark County 27. Game two coming up. We'll have Monroe City and Highland. Winners will meet here on Saturday. Coming out of the timeout will be Brian, Lovelace, Goldinger, Stone, and Foley on the floor for Palmyra. Ross will inbound for Clark County. Marcus Ellison will help her bring it up the floor, across in the front court, out there along with Ackley and Bolwer. Top of the key, Ackley, right side of the floor. She'll get off to the wing, fed inside, shot by Bolwer, too strong. Rebound controlled by Palmyra, 5:09 remaining. Into the front court, Goldinger. Working on the near sideline, takes it back out. The Centralia Panthers logo. Bryan in the high post left side gives it back out. Goldinger dribbling to her right now. Lovelace tries to feed inside to put down out by Kong. A couple of substitutions for Clark County brought back into the game along with Howell. Replacing Bolwer and Kong. Megan Stone will inbound to Palmyra. Gets now to Goldinger at the right wing. She'll take it out to midcourt. 4:50 remaining. 40-27. Ball fed low post. Dribble once. And nice touch up and in by Audrey Foley. He's got 14 points. 42-27. Largest lead of the night. 4:39 remaining. At the other end, runner is up and in by Alexis Ellison. She's got four. 42-29. Ball deflected out of bounds. It's going to stay with Palmyra. And taking the game will be Reagan Barnett for the Lady Panthers, replacing Amy Pryor. Palmyra will inbound. Comes into Barnett. She'll give it to Goldinger. Picks up her dribble. She'll get it into the front court, deflect it, and take it away. Howell picks it up with the loose ball. Right side of the floor. Brunk with it. And Lovelace trying to force a tie-up. And on the arrow, it's going to be Clark County ball. 4:15 remaining. Inbounds pass goes to the left side of the floor. And a foul's going to be called as Ross tried to drive in. She was bumped by Foley. That's her trick. I think called a foul on the Lovelace. That is her first. Inbounds pass comes to off the key left side. Swung to the right side. Jumper by Ackley. He's good. Two. She has 8 points. 42-31. Midway point off the fourth quarter. Stone nearly went over and back. I don't think she got the ball into the front court. The play will continue. Clark County crowd loves the call. Right side of the floor. Lovelace swings the near side, driving to the rack. The shot up and in, counted one for Megan Stone. Chance for a 3-point play. Fouls on Brunk, that's her third. Team foul number four with 3:47 remaining. Amy Pine comes in, she overplays Golden. 44-31, 3:47 left. Megan Stone is 2 of 2 from the line tonight. Free throw here is good. 12 points for her. 45-31. Lost to the front court. Here's down on the floor, finds the front. Dribbles to the right corner and reaching in. It's lovely. It's a second. Team foul number five. Bowler will inbound baseline on the near side near the corner. Now gives it back to the left side of the floor for front. Front drives, Lang kicks back to the right corner. Bowler steps into a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Lovelace. 3:28 remaining in the fourth quarter. 45-31 in favor of Palmyra. Reagan Barnett takes down near midcourt. Working the near side. She's chased by Ellison. Ball fed to the baseline. Foley off the glass. Close. Foley with 16. 47-31. The lead is 16 with 3:06 left. Near steal, and this time it is a steal by Stone. Off the second attempt. Full drive to the rack. Foul from behind. No, it was a clean block. In back with Ellison. Looked like she's going to get her on the arm, but got all ball about to go down. We'll stay with Palmyra. Jade Ross back into the game, replacing Kira Brown. 2:58 remaining, 47-31, and an offensive foul before the inbounds pass will go on Foley. That's her fourth. Team foul number six on the Lady Panthers. Clark County is going to take a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break, 2:58 left, 47-31 back in 60 here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sidestrokers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
And welcome back to Centralia. 2:58 remaining. 47-31 in favor of the Lady Panthers. First semifinal two tonight here on Press, KRES Mobile and CentralMoInfo.com. Clark County are getting into the front court. Ellison with it near the top of the key, dribbling to her right, picks up her dribble, feeds it back up to the top of the key for Howe. Howe working to her left. Gets to the wing, gives it back out. Ellison near midcourt, driving to her right. Bounces the pass back out. Ross back into the right corner. Ellison gives it back out. Three on the way by Ross. Left it short off the rim. Rebound controlled by Palmyra, but ball stolen at midcourt by Ellison. 2:27 remaining. Clark County will have to hurry. Ball comes near side. Three on the way. Bang! Jade Ross with her fourth of the night. Just 12 points, 47-34. Palmyra having trouble with the Clark County press. They do break it this time. Into the front court right side. It's Riley McKinney. So give it out to Stone. Stone holds the ball. Feeds McKinney high post right side. Works underneath. Bryan off the window. Amy Bryan getting her first point. 49-34. Just under 2 minutes remaining. Into the front court for Clark County is Jade Ross. Top of the key. Swings it to the right side. Ellison with it. Dribbles to her left. Feeds it back underneath. Low post. And a foul can be called as Howe was pushed to the floor. Fouls on Amy Bryan. That's her second personal team foul, number seven. So a 1-1 coming up. Audrey Foley back into the game. Also Isabel Goldinger back into the contest for Palmyra. Brooklyn Howe is 2-2 from the line tonight. Clark County 7-7 from the strike. Palmyra 10-13 from the free throw line. First attempt on its way is good. Howe at 5 points now. Second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. Into the front court. On the dribble, it's Barnett with it. Right side of the floor. And a foul's going to be called with 1:33 remaining. Utah. Jade Ross, that'll be her first. Team call number five. 1:33 remaining. Inbounds pass will come in from the far sideline. Bowie will get it in. She'll find Goldinger. Near side of the floor. Barnett with it. Near side of the floor, she'll find Stone. Stone to the right side of the floor. Really out near midcourt. 1:15 remaining. Clark County's going to force the action. Now a foul's going to be called on Jade Ross. That'll be her second. That is team foul number six. With 1:13 left. 49-35. All the right side of the floor. It'll be Elmira's Bailey Lovelace. That foul's going to be called. This will go against Ackley. That'll be her second personal. Team foul number seven. Lovelace going to the line. With 1:08 remaining. 49-35. Lovelace has 14 points tonight, 4-4 from the free throw line. First one's good. Let's get the bonus. Madison Wendling will check in for Clark County. Replacing Aubrey Bolware, gets a round of applause as she goes to the bench with six. Second free throw is good. Lovelace with 16. A timeout taken by Palmyra. With 1:08 remaining, it's 51-35. Back in 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson and preserving a proud tradition. A minute left, 51-35 in favor of Palmyra, and Palmyra will come up with steal. Stone with a pass. Interception. Get it into the front court. She'll give it back to Lovelace. Dribbling to the left side. Pass comes to the near side of the floor for Barnett. Dribbles out to the near sideline. 42 seconds remaining. Palmyra about to advance. And a foul by Madison Wendling will be her first. Team foul number 8 will put Palmyra at the line with 39.7 seconds left. And Clark County will make a line change here. And Aaron Daniels, Darian Harper checking in. Madison Bergman into the game. Abby Ellison back out there. First free throw is left short by Barnett. Rebound controlled by Clark County. 37 seconds and counting. Wendling into the front court. Pass goes left side. They work at low post. Turnaround shot will not go home for Harper. Rebound controlled by Palmyra. 25 seconds left. Ball into the front court on the dribble. Near side of the floor is Stone. Comes around the screen just to avoid a foul. 15 seconds remaining. Stone still dribbling at near midcourt. Coming to the near side of the floor. Down to 9 seconds remaining. Stone crosses back to her right. Down to 5-4. Palmyra's going to win this one. Final score, Palmyra 51, Clark County 35. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with the post game and get ready for our second contest. You're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong
and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Sidens Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Connolly with you. Game one is in the books. Palmyra advances with a 51-35 win over Clark County. Clark County had an early lead in the first quarter of 4 points. Palmyra went on an 11-0 run, never trailed after that, although Clark County got three late in the first half. Couldn't get any closer than that. Final score, 51-35. The Lady Panthers, led by Audrey Foey and Bailey Lovelace, with 16 points each. Megan Stone had 12. Reagan Barnett had 3. Amy Bryant had 2. Clark County led by Jade Ross with 12 on 4 3-pointers. Isabel Ackley had 8 points. 6 for Aubrey Bolware. 5 for Brooklyn Howe. 4 for Alexis Ellison. We have one tie, one lead change in this one. Palmyra was 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Clark County was 8 of 9 from the stripe. Their season comes to an end with a record of 16-9. Palmyra wins their 20th game of the year. They're now 20-5, and they await the winner of our next contest, which will be between Monroe City and Highland. Monroe City, 18-7 on the year. Highland is 16-3. Regional Radio urges you to stop by these fine sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Mobile Area Community College in Mobile Bank in Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, and Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Palmyra will take on the winner of our next game, Monroe City and Highland. And then the boys will play tomorrow night, games that we'll have on Glory 97. First game tomorrow night, Monroe City and Hallsville. The second game, Palmyra and Centralia. Eric Duke will have to call those for you tomorrow night on Glory 97. Take a brief look at the rest of our schedule. Tonight over on Glory 97, we've got Class 1 games from Community R6. Community take on North Shelby Kent versus Madison. Scott Lonnie will call those. Tomorrow night, besides the games on Glory 97, we'll have 4 games here on Crest. Class 2 from Schuyler County. Milan versus Knox County Boys. Scotland County versus South Shelby Girls. Princeton versus Scotland County Boys. Knox County Princeton Girls. Coverage starting at 4:20 tomorrow on Crest. Also, we'll have the Mobley High girls and boys at home against Marshall. Brad Boyle will have to call it quick starting at 6:15. Friday, we will have games on several stations. We'll announce that schedule tomorrow. four-game series as well to get to district finals. Also, Truman basketball on Saturday will be on Quix. Doubleheader starting at 12:45. Gibson 1-3 as the Bulldogs are Quincy. The Mobley Greyhounds will be West Plains Saturday night. We'll have that on Quix coverage starting at 6:50 for you. We're going to take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we have a pregame interview with the head coach of Monroe City, Cody Leonard, as we'll get ready for game two of our doubleheader. A two-minute break, and we'll hear from Cody Leonard coming up next here on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sidens Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter.